Problem Solved is recording this week from the Applied Ergonomics Conference 2024, March 25th through the 28th at the Kentucky International Convention Center in Louisville. And we're taking time to chat with our speakers and attendees.
My name is Jenny Ulrich. I am a senior manager with Enterprise EHS and Boeing.
And tell me about your experience with this conference.
Oh, this conference is fantastic. It's always the size of it, the organization of it, the topics. I think year end, hand over hand, the Ergo Cup is always my favorite because you just get to go to each booth. You get to see the amazing things that people are doing. Everybody's willing to share ideas. Like, we're all on the same page when we're here. Nobody's competitors. You know, nobody's company is against each other's or competing for the same customer base or product. We're here to help people and we're here to solve problems. And that is the most amazing thing, is that you network and you just get to solve problems together with people that you probably wouldn't do on a regular basis.
And what are some other reasons that keep you coming back to this conference?
At the Ergo Cup, 100%.
That's the main.
It's so unique. It's so amazing. But we always have great speakers here, always. Unfortunately, this year we've been participating in the Ergo Cup, so I haven't had a chance to get to, you know, share in them as much as I would like to. But I've got a large team here, which is great. And the people that can't be here, they've got their laundry list of things to look for. And so, you know, they take this back and they share it as a group, and everybody's always amazed with the information that they come back from here.
Tell me about what got you interested in this field initially. Was there like an aha moment for you?
No, not really. So I have a degree in exercise physiology and cardiac rehab. So I always tell my team that I managed, I know enough to be dangerous, but I really rely on my ergonomists. And we're very blessed within the Boeing company to have a large team of ergonomists that work very closely together and collaborate with each other. I have learned so much from them, managing them over the last couple years. It's a pleasure. And so, like I said, my background, you know, got me into safety and got me into ergonomics, and I know enough to be dangerous and to talk to them and to support them and help them. And that's what I love about it.
What would you say to young ergonomists who are just getting into this about coming to this conference?
Really, really look into ergonomics. I think it's a field that not too many people understand, and you know, really think that there's a career out there, but there is. And the other thing I would say is really take some classes on the people aspect of it, right? Most of us get into this field because we care about people, but really understand how to talk to people, how to listen to people, right? Hone in on your listening skills. That is so important to make people feel welcome, feel warm, feel heard, understood, you know, and understand that that's a huge part of it, even more than your technical skills sometimes. That soft skill people aspect of it is of the utmost importance to be successful.
I feel like that's forgotten in a lot of industries, is just that basic soft skill interacting with humans.
100%. I mean, we get in because we love humans. We get into this field of safety and ergonomics because of that. But just keeping that in mind and remembering that's who you're working for and working towards making a better area, you know, that, and learn how to speak engineering speak, right? You've got your technical side, but you've got your soft side as well. And having that balance makes for like the perfect ergonomist.
Well, thanks for taking a couple minutes for us today.
All right. Thank you. Have a great day.